Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 26 October 2020. Top stories for today, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin chaired a special cabinet meeting to further discuss the Agong's position that there was no need for a state of emergency in Malaysia or any of its states. The meeting ended around 2 p.m, but none of the Perikatan National Ministers stopped to address the media. Despite the political uncertainty faced by Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, Malaysia will host the first ever virtual summit of leaders from Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC nations, on the 20th November. According to the International Trade and Industry Ministry, Muhyiddin will chair the economic leaders meeting, which will have the participation of all 21 APEC economic leaders in a fully virtual format. The question on whether Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin should step down are among issues to be discussed by Barisan Nasional MPs at a meeting at PWTC on Monday. Confirming the matter, Sembrong Member of Parliament Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Tun Hussein said he wanted to hear the views of the BN consensus on this matter first. Asked whether UMNO would continue to support Muhyiddin, he said that he was unable to answer pending UMNO's Supreme Council meeting to be held later on Monday night. A former director of real estate company pleaded not guilty at the Ampang Magistrate Court here today to cheating a former journalist over the sale of non-existent bungalow lot 8 years ago. Mohamed Asri Hassan claimed trial after the charge was read out to him before Magistrate Nurmaizan Rahim. According to the charge sheet, the father of four allegedly deceived Faiza Zainuddin, 50, to purchase the non-existent bungalow lot, which led to the victim depositing RM32,000 in a Maybank account. At least 12 fishermen were reported missing today after a strong typhoon lashed the southern part of the Philippines' main Luzon Island overnight, with heavy rains toppling power lines. Disaster officials said Typhoon Molaf has sustained winds of 125 km per hour and gusts up to 150 km per hour, caused flooding and prompted forced evacuation orders for tens of thousands of people. Thailand's biggest opposition, Phiu Thai Party, called today for Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha to resign. The student-led demonstrators are also urging for a monarchy reform of King Maha Vajiralongkorn. A special parliament session was called by the former junta leader to discuss months of protest, although his opponents and protest leaders are sceptical the session will resolve the crisis. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.